Got another one here from John Berger. He's in Vancouver Island. He says, if the Earth's core is made of heavy and dense metals, mostly iron, are the most dense metals at the centre of the core? So in other words, if we were to drill down 6,000 kilometres, would we find enormous quantities of things like gold and uranium and osmium?
Yeah, certainly called what we call refractory elements, such as osmium, iron, nickel. So throughout Earth's history, all of these heavy elements have been migrating towards the core, and all the light elements have been migrating up to form the crust. So, yes.
Because aren't there some companies that are being formed and they want to exploit the minerals that are being brought to the surface in hydrothermal vent systems? Because aren't they enriched for minerals and things that are actually quite hard to get hold of? But because the Earth's geologically doing the work for us, then that's a useful way to do it. They call it sort of surgical mining, where you just scrape the seafloor and up come these minerals.
Yeah, certainly hydrothermal systems around volcanoes, fluids actually bring a lot of these metals, like gold, like silver, up into the volcanic edifice, and they get precipitated in hydrothermal systems. So a very easy way of mining these is to dig into a volcanic edifice where they're concentrated.